into the garbage, you flyboy.
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Welcome to this very special Trash Compactor Reacts to the Rise of Skywalker trailer. So, we've already talked about Star Wars Celebration and how we watched the live stream in line for the show store, and you watched the trailer while actually in the show store, and I watched it later, actually, when I was dropping all our shit off in the room, and I'm like, I'm gonna go watch it on my tablet so I can see it nice and big, and and we just rewatched the trailer now, and we both are like, oh my god, it still gives me goosebumps.
Goosebumps everywhere.
There is just a lot to unpack with this trailer, and we will try to do this quickly because we've already gassed on about the convention for like an hour and a half, so we'll try to keep our feelings brief, but it's here. Is it December yet?
8 months.
8 months.
I'm not counting down, I swear.
Yeah, no, I mean, this looks awesome. Everybody looks great. I love everybody's new costumes. What do we want to talk about first? I mean, I know, like, the ending is, like, a big thing.
I don't want to jump right to the ending.
Yeah, we don't want to jump right to the ending. So, we start off with Rey on a planet, which looks fairly desert.
Desert planet.
But does not look like Jakku, or I'm not sure, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Star Wars seems to have no shortage of desert planets.
I'm bad at identifying planets. I will say that right up front.
Yeah. But, like, she's complete badass, flips on the lightsaber, and is just like, I'm going to flip right over this TIE fighter, like, Captain America style. One thing I have to say I noticed with that TIE fighter is they showed gloved hands, but they didn't show who was actually flying it. And I know a lot of people are saying it's like, oh, that's obviously Kylo Ren in his TIE fighter. But me thinking about it, I was like, I know the Knights of Ren are going to be in this. And why are they playing coy with his face if it's Kylo Ren?
And I definitely don't see it as the TIE fighter chasing her. I see it as practicing the timing to do that flip into it.
Okay.
I didn't catch that the first time. I noticed it just now. That it almost seemed like she was counting down paces to go, okay, here's where I need to start running to get the timing right.
Huh, that's interesting. And then it looks like we've got some sort of sunken wreckage of Death Star that people are submarining into. I don't know what submersibles are called in the Star Wars universe.
They're underwatering at it.
Yes, there is underwater action going on. Which was apparently one of J.J. Abrams' ideas for The Force Awakens.
Oh, nice. I did not realize that.
Yeah, somebody had done a breakdown of all of the stuff that J.J. has taken from scrapped versions, not just for this one, but for The Force Awakens as well.
Okay.
He's very good at reusing ideas and kind of polishing them up.
If it works, I'm not complaining. That's brilliant. So we have Death Star pieces.
We have Death Star pieces. Is this a new Death Star? Is this Endor? Is this Yavin?
I think it's Endor. Or at least I think it's Death Star 2.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's based solely on the end of the trailer.
Oh, good point. Good point. I mean, I would not complain about being Yavin because then we might get Cass Dameron.
That's true.
What? You mean me caring about the Dameron family? Who would have thought? Okay. And one other thing I have to bring up because I've been hashtag Bendemption 2019 for a while. Is that awesome scene where Kylo Ren, like, clotheslines the guy while he's holding his lightsaber. And he doesn't seem to actually hit him with the lightsaber, but he is definitely, like, being very aggressive against him. Dude is wearing a cloak, and I've heard a lot of people say Kylo Ren fighting against a rebel. How many rebels do we know that wear black cloaks?
Not many.
I'm thinking Kylo Ren is actually fighting one of the Knights of Ren.
I can see that.
And actually, there's a stormtrooper standing in the background. So I'm thinking, like, I don't know. I'm getting some feels about Kylo Ren might not be as, you know, overpowering evil as initially had thought at the end of The Last Jedi. I mean, especially with the revelations at the end. I think that, and I had actually been saying this for a while, I thought that Ben might turn at the end of The Last Jedi, and this movie would be his redemption movie. And I think we still might get some form of that, just with a little more bumps in the road.
Yeah, okay.
You don't think as hard about this kind of stuff as I do.
I don't.
You're not as invested in it as I am. But I bet you if Kylo Ren turns and they do a good story out of it, you'll like him a bit more. Because I know you like your broken guys as long as they actually turn to the light side.
Yeah, it's not that I don't want him to be redeemed.
Yeah.
It's that as long as it's a good story, I'm happy with whatever happens.
Okay, fair enough. Unfortunately, I did not get my bearded Poe, but I'm fine with it because, you know.
Poe looks good.
He looks good. He's rocking that scarf. Yeah.
I do quite like the scarf.
Yeah. And we got Finn, also really good, and I am really interested in, we've heard that they're all going to be working as a unit. And I like the idea of them all being together, which actually, if you look at the progression of the movies, kind of fits with the movies. The original trilogy, like the first one, was obviously very much A New Hope. And they all kind of have to meet up together over, like, the entire movie. And it's not until the end that they're all together. Empire, they all kind of separate into, like, these sub-stories where they're all doing separate things, which is kind of what happened with The Last Jedi. But in Return of the Jedi, they all go off onto this mission on first at Jabba's Palace and then on Endor together. And then it's only at the end that Luke breaks away and does his whole Jedi thing, which something similar might happen in The Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. But you know which moment I really, really love?
What?
Lando in the Falcon.
Oh my god. Lando in the Falcon dressed like he did when he was Donald Glover.
Yep.
And Billy Dee Williams looks fantastic.
He really does. I don't think I knew. I didn't know how much I needed that scene.
Yeah.
Until I saw it just there.
Yeah, and he's so happy, and it mirrors the scene in Return of the Jedi when he blows up the Death Star. Mm-hmm. So well. And there's a little bit of bittersweetness that he and Chewie are in the Falcon together and Han's not there. But yeah. I'm happy that Lando is there.
And if there's a line about L3.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I will die. I will just
or
die.
Or even just, you know, I've missed you, old girl, or something like that.
I will seriously die.
It's a way to tie Solo right back into everything.
Oh my god, I will die. And something that did kind of make me die a little bit inside was Leia with the medal.
Oh gosh, yes.
Which I'm fairly certain is Han's. You and I had been discussing whether or not it was Han or Luke's. And since all of Carrie Fisher's footage was from The Force Awakens, I think this is probably a scene that was done after Han had been killed.
Okay.
I'm betting that they did a scene of Leia, like, going through Han's stuff and, like, getting very emotional over this medal.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I mean, I could argue it either way on the medal, but I'm okay with it being Han's.
So, then the end.
Yeah, we're kind of beating around that one.
Yeah, we really are. We've mentioned it a couple of times. Motherfucking Palpatine.
Yeah, I was in the Celebration store when that happened. Staring at my phone going, did I just hear? Was that the, oh my god, holy shit. I think my brain short-circuited.
Yeah.
And then I didn't find out until a couple hours later that Ian McDiarmid came on the stage after that and said, roll it again.
In Palpatine's voice. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I guess that answers whether it was him or not.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's him, and he's going to be in it, and we don't know how or what's going on. We have theories. We have theories galore, which we'll probably get into deeper, like, in the many, many times we're going to be speculating about this movie before it happens 8 months from now, about 10 minutes later than the last time we said how long it was going to be until it comes out.
Yeah.
We know in Legends that Emperor Palpatine liked him a clone.
And had an obsession with immortality.
And he also had an obsession with possessing somebody in the Skywalker family. first tried to do it with Luke, and then he tried to do it with Anakin Solo. And possibly in the books, they've already established that there was a dark force trying to get at Ben from in the womb. And everybody assumes it was Snoke. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was actually Palpatine all along. And so not only is Ben an analog for Jason Solo, but he's an analog for Anakin Solo, which I would be perfectly okay with. Other than the fact that Anakin Solo, well, actually both of the Solo boys die.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Of course, you're also okay with the dying part.
I'm okay with whatever happens.
Yeah.
I really am. I know everyone in fandom seems to have really strong opinions one way or another. I am literally okay with whatever happens.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff that they can do with Palpatine. Funny thing, like, there was so much complaining about how Snoke was taken out like a punk in The Last Jedi, but since Palpatine has been brought into this one, haven't heard a word about anybody saying anything about Snoke, other than the fact that it's just like, oh, yes, he really didn't matter.
Snoke who?
Yeah, basically. Everybody pretty much figures it's like, okay, well, Palpatine's really good with, you know, being a puppet master. Obviously, Snoke was a puppet for him. We're on the side of failed Palpatine clone, because Snoke looks like there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, that something went wrong in incubation.
Yeah. And I believe that actually did happen in Dark Empire as well, which is not a good comic, but I believe that there were clones that were, like, corrupted, if I remember correctly. So
I don't think I read that one, so.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
Okay, good to know. But the trailer looks amazing.
The trailer looks amazing, and we should probably talk a little bit about the title, The Rise of Skywalker.
The Rise of Skywalker.
All of the theories about it, and I think both you and I are kind of on the same side in where we are theorizing what this title means.
Yeah, my theory is that it's either a legacy, that Skywalker is a legacy, not a name anymore, which I have been saying since Last Jedi, or that Rey adopts the name.
Yeah, I think that either Rey adopts the name, which I'm not too crazy about, but then maybe it's because I'm just holding on to my Rey Antilles. I like that too much. I like the idea of Skywalker as a title. Instead of being Jedi, they're Skywalkers now. That's perfectly fine by me. We've kind of had that alluded to already in canon with the Chiss species calling their Force-sensitive Skywalkers.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that was foreshadowing. That could have just been a happy accident. Or it could have been that they read what Zahn did and it was just like, hey, that's a good idea. Let's use it.
Where it really could have been planned that far in advance.
It could have been. They seem to be planning a lot of stuff. So, and I mean, Skywalker sounds like such a badass, like, title.
Yeah.
The Skywalker. Yeah. No, I am here for this movie. Here for it.
I don't know. I could take it or leave it.
I have actually noticed that since this trailer has come out, people seem to be softening about The Last Jedi. Like, all of the controversy is starting to kind of pull away, and it's like, yeah, do you know what? I haven't been too crazy about the sequels, but this looks freaking good.
Oh, I'm sure that'll change when the next trailer drops.
Oh, I'm sure. Well,
but at the moment, everyone seems really positive.
Everybody's drunk on this trailer.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to revel in that Star Wars fandom is kind of shaking off all of the infighting and, you know, pulling themselves free to just enjoy things again. I want that back. I want the few months between the Force Awakens trailer and the movie coming out where people, the flush of excitement. I want that again.
Yeah. The positivity.
So yeah, I think that's about it, and we will definitely be talking more about the trailers as more of them drop, but I think this is a pretty good start where we're excited.
Yeah, that's one word for it.
Yeah. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
And holy shit, Palpatine's back.